Garvan, this is a massive game for the club. If you win this one, you're through to a final at the Aviva Stadium. And Coghill, well, fair to say, you've been knocking at the door in this competition for many years. It really would be great to get over that semi-final hurdle and into a final.
Oh, absolutely. It's definitely, we've been knocking at the door this last number of years, and I think the quarterfinal is as far as we got. So hopefully now we can do one better coming the weekend. It's a competition that we've always been looking to get a good run on. I don't think it's any hiding the fact that we'll always be kind of judged on our intermediate cup. So hopefully now on Sunday we can put the best foot forward and do ourselves justice.
Well, Coghill have dominated the Ulster Senior League for the past decade, and I suppose for some of the players, Garvan, you know, there's not too many chances that you get to a final, and this could be the last. So you want to make the most of it, and you know, give it everything on Sunday, because these prizes don't come around too often.
No, definitely not. Like, as I say, I've been involved in the club now since 08 or 09, and it's looking, the way intermediate football is at the minute, we might never get this chance again. So it's hugely important for us as a group. We just want to do our best. They sort of savour it and make the most of it now come Sunday. As I say, put our best foot forward and hopefully get ourselves into a final.
Now, to get to the semi-final, you've certainly come up against some stern opposition so far, and the results this year have been very encouraging. You've overcome each hurdle put in front of you.
Oh, absolutely. Even getting out of our own county was very difficult. We drew away to Bunagee, which we came out 2-0. We won 2-0, and we had two men sent off. We were down to nine men. So even just to get out of our own county, you know, it was really tough. We've kind of done it the hard way. We've been away from home. We got one home draw, which is kind of unusual for us. We played Liffey Wanderers, and then we went away to Avondale, which is never easy. I think they've won this cup more than anybody else. And we've really did the tough way, and we're looking forward now to, again, another away trip on Sunday.
Yeah, another away trip. Cork opposition again, Ringmahon Rangers. And, you know, the Munster Senior League, of the senior leagues, it's as intense as any. I was just looking at the league table there, and Ringmahon, I think they're fifth at the moment. But they have a game in hand on the leaders, but they've only lost once in nine league games. They're going to be a very hard team to beat.
They definitely have a big pedigree, and it's going to be a tough ask. But look, we know a lot about them, but at the same time, we're going to have confidence in ourselves. We believe that we're as good as anybody on our day in the country, and we've, as over the years, we've had a lot of away draws in this competition. We've been to Cork numerous times. I sort of feel like it's nothing new to us, and it's sort of standing this, and hopefully this year it really will, when we're used to it, and we can make the most of it. You know, they get us over the line. It doesn't faze us at the minute.
Yeah, I was looking at their results of late. They've had a busy week or so. They beat Avondale in the Munster Senior League. Then they lost to Middleton last weekend in the Munster Senior League Keane Cup, and then had a victory over Fermoy 7-0 in the Beamish Cup. So they've had a busy week. Looking forward to the game, you know, they're getting a lot of publicity down there. I think it's their third semi-final, I was reading, in 10 years. Yeah. I'm sure it'll be a good home support for them. But as you say, I mean, you've nothing to fear. You're right up there, and sometimes it can just be one year you might just get the breaks, that other years you don't.
This is it. Like, you know, we have plenty of experience, and there's plenty of youth there, like younger guys, and you know, even the younger guys have played. You know, Corey McBride and Lee McLaughlin and Finn McClure, the likes of these boys, have all played on a big stage. They've played in school finals, and they've played with international teams. So in that sense, it'll be nothing new to us playing in front of a crowd, and we'll relish it, really. So we're looking forward to it more than anything else. Hopefully, as you say, this could be our year, something, the kick of a ball. I think it'll come down to something simple. Whoever makes the least mistakes, as they say, just the kick of the ball goes right for you, we'll be on the right side of it, hopefully.
Aside from the Intermediate Cup, you also have the FAI Senior Cup to look forward to, and the draw made there, the preliminary round. You're going to be at home to St Mochta's, a side who you've played in the past.
Yeah, we travelled to St Mochta's a few times, actually. We sort of know them as well. We got a home draw this time. I think it's the 9th of April, and look, with things going well at the minute and the team going well, it's really a great draft for the club. Hopefully, you know, we've been away most of the time this year and over the years, so hopefully, you know, with the home draw, we might get a few heads out to watch us and a big support for the club because it's needed at the minute.
Yeah, I think St. Mochta's in the past, didn't Glenn Crowe, the former Bohemian striker, I think he had a spell with them and played against you.
Played against us, that's right, I think it was down there. Ah, look, like teams in Dublin, the same probably as Ringmahon. They have a great pedigree and a lot of good players come through the clubs. That's a lot easier for them to attract players. We find it a wee bit more difficult, but credit to the likes of Gavin and Jazza, you know, this year they put a lot of work in and building a really good squad. We have 18 players and any one of them can play in any day. And in that sense, we don't fear any names.
Having a strong squad is part of it these days. If you're going to win a competition, often the guy coming off the bench can be a match winner, and you certainly need that backup.
There's no question about it. Many games this year, nearly most of our games, we've had guys coming off the bench and getting winners, and that's sort of been the story of our season, you know, even the last two seasons. And at the minute, the way we are, we have a like-for-like player in every position, and everybody's going to count come Sunday and for the rest of the season. Every game for us from now to the end of the season is going to be a cup final, and everybody's going to play their part.
And finally, Garvin, what would it mean to you and the rest of the team to reach a final and get that chance to play at the Aviva Stadium?
Look, I think as a player, you know, it doesn't get much better than playing at the Aviva, and I don't think there's any shying away from the fact that this group of players, it's what we've been working towards the last 10 years, we could say, and because we've been so dominant within our county, you know, there's always that question asked about how we can't do it on a national stage, and you know, it would mean a lot to anybody to have the answer for them. You know, it means everything as a player, and we're working very hard, and hopefully we come out on the right side of it this year. It would mean a lot.
Well, Garvin, thanks for joining us. We wish you the very best of luck in that game against Ringmahon, and hopefully Cockhill will get through and book their place in the final of the FAI Intermediate Cup.